St. Michael's Chorale sing Lingolo on Radio Veritas 576 AM this Gratitude Friday, the 24th of August. Nadine Pile.
Good morning.
How's Frey Haid?
I'm well, and you?
Oh, good, thank you. Joburg apparently will, there's a 30% chance of rain later.
30% chance?
Yes.
Okay, it's already raining here in Frey Haid.
Ah, no, you guys are lucky. It's not cold rain, is it?
Yes, it's that cold rain.
Ish. No,
it's that grey weather.
Yes, that I don't like.
No.
It's that rain, you know, when the drops hit your skin, you go, ah!
I know.
And Colin would say, how does it go again? So, Nadine, today we want to talk about the importance of having someone in your life who is willing to reflect your behavior back to you. Is that a possibility?
Yeah. You know, I feel that if you can have a person that you trust in your life that could be your mirror person, it really helps us to be able to regulate our behavior. It helps us to improve ourselves. It helps us to grow. It helps us to have better relationships as well. And I think more often than not, we may not have those type of people in our lives. Or we kind of do, but we did not ask them to be there. And so it can be very, very aggravating when you have someone that keeps on keeping you in check about your behavior. But if you are someone who wants to improve on yourself, I think a mirror person in your life, that person who can come to you with love and respect and be able to say to you, hey, listen, let's just talk about what just happened now. Do you think you could have handled that in a better way? Is this the best thing for you?
Yes.
I think that could be beneficial.
So it's totally important then to have this person. And does one sort of find them haphazardly, or it's someone that you really have to put your trust in?
I think that, like, if you're making a choice to grow as an individual, you would find someone that's in your life that you know you could trust enough. Because I think trust is a big thing, Kanye, because this is a very personal thing, you know. It's not an easy thing for us to hear, for somebody to come up to you and say, hey, you know what, just take a look at yourself for a moment and what you're doing. And more often than not, we don't respond well to that because we see that as criticism. And so it depends, I think, really where you are in your life right now. And I think that a lot of people, we need to look at our circle of friends especially. You know, that really inner circle, the people that we spend most of our time with, we've got to look at those people. Do they act as mirror people in our life? Are they the type of people that can help us to set us on the right track? Or are they people who just praise us no matter what our behavior is, go along for the ride, glorify that behavior? We need to look at those inner circles.
So, very important. But, you know, you say this person is willing to reflect, or are they able to reflect your behavior back to you? In other words, is it always a true reflection, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. That's why I say it's so important that it's somebody that you trust and somebody that you have a relationship with. There are people that have good relationships with their parish priest, and he knows them well, and he can be able to say to them, hey, you know what, when they talk to him, listen, let's look at what happened in this situation. Do you think that this was the best way that you handled the situation? Do you think you could have improved? So you've got to look at people so that the ability to be able to say these things to you. And also your ability to be able to listen to them, I think, is very important. So it can't just be haphazard, because if it's just anybody, and believe me, we often get the truth from strangers, but we can't handle it. In the workplace, you get the truth from a colleague, but you can't handle it. So when you choose to have mirror people in your life, you're actually choosing to say, I want to improve myself, I want to grow, and I'm willing to be able to listen to the truth, even if it's an ugly truth. And this in no way is related to anybody who is trying to degrade you. This cannot be related to somebody who is trying to break you down. This has to be a trustworthy person in your life.
Yes. So yes. There we are, the importance of having someone in your life who's willing to reflect your behavior back to you. So in a way, this person is a mentor, but also who is sort of tapping into your emotional intelligence in a way, isn't it, Nadine?
Definitely, you know, and into your coping skills and into your interpersonal skills, and just helping you, you know, especially when you think about conflict resolution. We very often don't handle conflict well because conflict is like one of those things that we want to run away from. You know, nobody likes conflict. The majority, you do get those that love conflict and love an argument and love a fight. But basically, you know, this person is actually someone that is going to enhance you, someone that is going to help you to grow, someone that you're going to benefit from. And maybe you are that person to someone else as well.
And that's exactly true, that you might be that to somebody else. So trust plays a big role in this. But telling the truth, telling it like it is, without necessarily hurting the other person, is also, sounds like it's definitely one of the qualities that one needs. What else, Nadine?
You know, I think that, you know, there has to be a certain level of assertiveness. So how you tell the truth, how you speak, how you put yourself across. I remember that I was doing a bit of group work, and one of the questions was, you know, why are people not assertive? Why do they feel they cannot speak out about something? So why do I feel, Kanye, that I cannot come to you and be able to tell you the truth about something that I'm not happy with, or something that I feel you can do better? And I remember telling this group that sometimes we're protecting our happy space, you know, that peaceful space in your life. We're protecting it so much that we feel that if we don't speak out, that little bubble is just going to stay intact, and we're going to be happy. And so this type of relationship that you have a mirror person is really tapping into assertiveness, so the ability to be able to speak truth with kindness, but be able to actually say it.
Anything else, Nadine?
I just want, before I end, want to say that there's also a twist on mirror people. And the twist on mirror people is that another way for us to assess ourselves and our relationships and to transform ourselves and our relationships is to remember that to some degree, every person in our life is a mirror, okay? And so if you want to really look at your relationships, look at the type of people that you have around you. Remember, we are attracted to people for a certain reason. The qualities you most admire in others could be the qualities, you know, that you have yourself. And the same goes for qualities that you dislike. You could have a strong dislike for something, but it could also be something that a quality that you're also possessing, that, you know, a characteristic that you don't like. So also, if you want to assess yourself, look at the people around you, look at the people in your circle, learn to recognize yourself in other people as well. People are always mirrors for us and our behavior. And I think that, you know, sometimes when communication goes wrong, when relationships go wrong, we're kind of always looking to the other person. And I think that it's important to really look and assess fairly and to see and to look at our own actions, our own behaviors, whether our qualities, our good qualities are coming across, whether our negative qualities like, you know, our jealousy or possessiveness or whatever you want it could be, was that coming across? Because people in our space, you know, there's always that saying, the company you keep is what defines you. And so people in your space do define you. So use them to assess your life. If you're at a point in your life right now where you feel that you need to detox yourself, and I always speak about detoxing your circle because people can bring a lot of negative energy in, but you could also be giving out a lot of negative energy as well. So just have a look at that and look at how people... You find that sometimes people are reacting badly towards you and you feel like a victim. And sometimes you are not the victim. It's because of the behavior you're also portraying towards those people. So they tend to mirror your behavior back at you and it doesn't seem very nice. So use these as tools to grow. Use these experiences to be able to develop yourself. And they're difficult. It's harsh. It's harsh and it's hurtful. But always remember, to grow, you have to go through this pain, these growing pains. And at the end, you find that you can become a better person out of it.
And that's Nadine Pile on a Friday, this Gratitude Friday, and really talking about the importance of having somebody who can mirror you, who can actually basically tell you the truth. You know, Nadine, you're lying at this point. Or Nadine, you are being emotional now. Or Nadine, you are...
Yes.
And, you know, someone that you can trust. But really, as Nadine says, this person would somehow have some of the qualities that you see in yourself as well. And some of the qualities that you love about yourself, that person would have as well. So think about it. Do you have that person in your life? Yeah, so it's important to have that. It's important to have, can I call it a sound board in a way?
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
And
it's
so,
a sounding board. It's a person, you know, that because we are not perfect. You know, none of us are perfect by any measure, and so, but we can try to be the best people that we can be, and try to contribute positively to other people in our lives and to our communities. And it's good to have these sounding boards. Yes.
And so, Nadine, you have a great weekend. Lucky you that you have rain already in Vryheid. Colin, Nadine has rain in Vryheid.
There we are.
And for us, it's 30% chance, you say.
Oh, right.
So for them,
let's hope you have some a bit later then.
We hope so. You have a great day, Nadine.
Thanks, Kadia. You too.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
So that's Nadine Pile. Do get in touch with her, nadinepile@rocketmail.com. That's her email, nadinepile@rocketmail.com. Or you can find her on Facebook, Nadine Pile.
This is Matins with Khanya Ditabe and Colin York.